Welcome on in, everyone, to another edition of FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I've got Dalton Hopkins with me, who it's been a month since I've seen you. We were at Darlington, of course, covering Throwback Weekend. But we've got Dalton right here to preview a weekend of some very intriguing venues because we've got the trucks at Gateway. We're used to that. But what we're not used to is the Cup Series at Gateway and the Xfinity Series at Portland. And I want to start with the Cup Series because Gateway is very different than a lot of the tracks we go to. It's a little shorter than a mile and a half. It's very flat. And I'm curious what your thoughts are on how this race is going to unfold on Sunday.
You know, this whole year, I have just been so optimistic going into every weekend. Ever since Auto Club happened, I have gone into every track saying, like, actually, like, legitimately excited. I can't tell you the last time I was excited for a 1.5-mile track like Charlotte or Kansas, per se. That's because that never happened. I never was excited, but now I am, because this next gen car has really proven to be something fun to watch. Like, it's giving us such a great racing product. So if I'm a crew chief going into Gateway, though, if there's any, I mean, we don't know what Gateway is going to give us because we've never been there. And I don't really know. The best we can do is really compare it to tracks that we already have on the schedule, we've already raced at. So I want to say something like New Hampshire, which is also kind of a flat oval. It's only a mile. It's a little bit shorter than Gateway. But if I'm a crew chief, those are the notes that I'm looking at. However, we've never raced there in the next gen car, at least not yet. So I don't know what it's going to be. I don't think anybody really does. And the best I can do is look at the past truck races that we've had in the last few years. But the trucks even race differently from the next gen car. So Can we expect the unexpected? Expect the expected? I'm not sure. I don't want to say it runs like Martinsville. I don't think it will. But what can we expect?
And I think that's a big question going into a lot of these weekends. You know, how's it going to race on this track and this track and this track? And we had so many to start out the season, a dirt track and a short track and a super speedway and everything. I mean, Gateway is such a different animal in that it's not like it's an abnormal track. It's just kind of different. It's flat, but it's longer than New Hampshire. It's not quite a mile and a half. It's not quite Darlington's race length. It's a little shorter track length than Darlington is. So, you know, my brain would go, Darlington, maybe we can compare it to that. But no, we can't really compare it to anything. And that's exactly what we've seen like almost every other week with the next gen, is that we really don't know. And compounding to that is the fact, like you said, we've never been there in a cup car, period. The closest, I guess, in recent memory is like the Xfinity race or the Nationwide race back in 2010, and that's less famous for its racing and more famous for the car leverage, Brad Keselowski stuff. So I don't know. It's a free for all this weekend.
Yeah, it's I hope we don't get it. Maybe I do hope we get a finish like that. I don't know. That'd be something memorable, wouldn't it? But, you know, this year has really proven to be something exciting. We've had some great finishes. The 600 was something so much fun to watch. Yeah. I'm just kind of worried that, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I'm actually a little worried that it's going to run a little bit like a short track race. And it's not because I don't like short tracks. Please, everybody, do not confuse the fact that I don't like short tracks. I love short tracks. But the way that they have ran this year with the next gen car, it's obvious that NASCAR hasn't quite figured them out yet. But you also can't really compare them to, like you said, you can't really compare it to a high bank track like Darlington. So what can we say? It's going to be a whole new animal for these cup guys.
And like you said, with the short tracks, like, as a Richmond homer and as someone who did kind of enjoy the race, I'll defend Richmond a little bit. Martinsville definitely had its problems. Something just that's completely different for the Xfinity Series too, as we're headed there this weekend, their very first time at a track is at Portland Raceway up in Oregon. It is a road course just shy of 2 miles long. Xfinity road courses are very odd because every year it seems like we have the guys that do well at them cycle out. Christopher Bell got a win or a couple wins at road courses a few years ago, cycled to the Cup Series. Austin Cindric last year getting a win at the Indianapolis GP, and of course being in the Cup Series this year. Really the only two guys, full-timers, at least in the Xfinity Series we have, are AJ Allmendinger and Ty Gibbs. Outside of them, who are you looking at this weekend to perform well at Portland? Because this is brand new territory for all of these guys. And in terms of road courses, we really only have a couple of guys to go off of, especially after last year.
That's such a shame that you took away Allmendinger and Ty Gibbs, because those are the exact two guys I was going to pick to win. I really don't know. I actually took a look at the entry list earlier today just to see if like there was somebody in there that really stuck out. maybe Connor Mosack in the number 18 car for Joe Gibbs. I mean, it's always exciting to see a new up-and-coming prospect in that kind of equipment. I do like Parker Chase. Sam Hunt Racing has been kind of fast in the last few weeks. They've shown some speed. Parker, obviously being a former sports car driver, he's the kind of guy that, you know, could surprise a lot of people. I expect him to maybe run in the top 10 at some point, but it's so unfortunate. The JRM cars might surprise us. I think Noah Gregson kind of shocks a lot of people with his talent. He might somehow, you know, just be really fast on the road courses. Justin Allgaier's won a road course before. So, you know, there could be some surprises, but I don't expect them to really outrun guys like Allmendinger or Ty Gibbs.
Yeah, Portland Raceway, a kind of an interesting road course layout, definitely unlike anything we've had with the typical road courses we've been used to over the years with Sonoma and Watkins Glen. It's way more stretched out, kind of like Road America. There's a lot of straightaways with this road course. Every single one of these layouts has their own identity. And it's been an interesting development over the last few years where we've had, you know, we were so used to Sonoma and the Glen and the Cup Series, and that was kind of it with a couple of road courses here and there for Xfinity. But the last few years, we've really seen this advent of road courses in NASCAR, then bringing more into the Cup Series, into the Xfinity Series. Of course, Daytona having its essentially its Roval and adding everything from Mid-Ohio to Road America. It's really interesting to see how NASCAR has adapted these road courses into their schedule and built a slate that encompasses every kind of track.
Yeah, you know, I think the way we have our schedule right now, I said this a little bit at the beginning of the year, quite a few times, is I think the way that our schedule is now with the Cup Series, at least, I think the way they've got it, and a lot of people are going to disagree with me, is that I think, barring a couple tracks, we've got it just right. Like, we have it perfect, I think. We have such a huge diversity of racetracks right now. We've got, I think it was 6 road courses, right? Something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good chunk. That's a good chunk of schedule that we've got turning left and right. The Xfinity Series is, Xfinity Series has, I think, just as many road courses. I could be wrong. I probably am wrong about that. But the Xfinity Series also has road courses. And if you can't compete there, how do you expect, on the road courses, how can you expect to be competing in the Cup Series when they go to the road courses there? So these guys like Austin Cindric that you mentioned and Christopher Bell, who go into the Xfinity Series, succeed on these road courses, they're showing they've got the talent to do the shifting, to do the turning right, and they move on to the Cup Series. I like it. I think it should be the way it is, though. I don't think we should add any more, but I like that this new diversity that we've got with these road courses.
No, absolutely. And the Cup and Xfinity Series schedules are kind of a quarter road courses, you know, or just shy of a quarter. And I think that's super important. You know, we have, you know, 6-7 short tracks. We have 6 or 7 road courses. Just
dirt track.
Exactly. Dirt track, your super speedways, your mile and a half, and everything in between. I love the variety. And I want to get into our picks for this weekend because I think that variety is going to play into just how crazy this weekend's going to be. Typically, we only do Cup Series, but I kind of want to touch on Xfinity, which I feel like we're going to be in agreement. I've got AJ Allmendinger getting the win at Portland. You can pick someone different if you want. You can pick the same person, especially since it's not something we normally do. But who have you got winning at Portland on Saturday?
Ty Gibbs. Okay, moving on.
It was one or the other.
They're just the smartest picks, I think. I think AJ, the Dinger, he won at COTA this year in the Xfinity Series. He's the guy, man. He's the guy. I expect him to win it.
Ty Gibbs, no slouch himself, with a handful of wins already this year. We've also got the Cup Series on Sunday at Gateway. There's so much that's unknown going into this race. Who's your pick for this weekend? Because I feel like it could be any one of 25 different drivers at this point.
I actually looked at Racing Reference earlier today to look at who has won at Gateway in the trucks and the Xfinity Series that currently runs full-time in the Cup Series now. And I'm pretty sure I counted. There are 9 drivers in the Cup field right now that have won at Gateway. Some of the more recent, I think the oldest one is probably Kevin Harvick. I want to say 2002. In what was back then the Busch Series, but that just kind of goes to show that there's so much talent in the Cup Series now. And I can't even say how many drivers have also just simply raced there before. It's not like this is a whole new track you're going to. A lot of these guys have been at this place, you know, more than once. and have competed there and won there. So it's kind of hard to narrow it down. But I do want to say one of the most recent winners there is Ross Chastain. And, you know, Ross Chastain, Justin Haley has also won in the Truck Series recently. And they're probably the two most recent in the Cup Series that are in the Cup Series right now. But let's face it, Ross Chastain is the guy that has just been ran so well this year that it's kind of hard to bet against him. I think he's my pick for this weekend.
Well, he certainly was out front last week quite a bit during the 600. But something tells me this weekend won't be to the point where the end of the race on Sunday feels like the first race on Sunday was yesterday, the way it felt like with Monaco. It felt like a day or two had elapsed between the beginning of Monaco and the end of the 600. Of course, Ross Chastain's win at Gateway, the originator of the Wheel for Ross Chastain meme that continues to go around Twitter nonstop 3 years later. I feel like it's going to be a veteran, personally. I think I'm going to go Kyle Busch. Has won a Gateway in the past, once way back when. This just feels like a race where the veterans are going to take charge, at least to me, and we're going to see a guy like Busch or maybe Kyle Larson. If Larson's able to rip the top of Gateway, especially with as flat of a track as it is, I'll be very impressed by that. But Busch, Larson, Harvick, I'm going to go with the 18 car to get his second win of the year. And I guess we'll see what happens on Sunday. Dalton, I appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much. Looking forward to seeing how these races unfold this weekend.
I appreciate it. And thank you for having me on. And first off, and also lastly, I want to say you're doing a great job with Stock Car Scoop. I think for you, you're doing a fantastic job. The wheel is still and perfect, and you have won it. I had to get that in there. I had to do it. It was itching at me.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I am very much looking forward to these races this weekend. We'll have coverage for you all weekend long on Front Stretch, and we'll be with you Sunday night to recap Gateway and Portland, considering it's the first time the Xfinity Series has visited that track.